Joining us here on Magic 89.9's Morning Mashup, Emma Gale, part of the Mentally Fit EP and Me podcast. And Emma, it is a very, very big one because this is the season finale. What a mammoth run it has been.
I know. I can't believe it. We have had the best couple of months going around the Eyre Peninsula talking to different people, and to know that we're sort of at the season finale, if we can call it that. It's pretty exciting for Lane and I that we've created something that people are really enjoying and relating to. And we get so many messages from people like, oh my God, that story was so incredible. You guys are doing a great job. We love listening to the podcast. Feels really good. We're really proud of the project.
It's something that showcased stories that people aren't aware of. It's something that Lane and I have spoken about as well, where you go, there are people that you're walking alongside at the supermarket and you don't know their story, but their story is astonishing and properly surprising. And that's, I think, exactly what's happened with the season finale. It's a really powerful story from Marcus, who, he's only a young man in Cummins, hey?
Yeah, so Marcus is a teenage boy that lives a couple of houses over from me.
Yeah.
And I was blessed to get to know him a couple of years ago through the community garden here in Cummins. And in that time of him showing up for that first meeting at community garden and wanting to see it be established in Cummins to now, so much has happened to this boy, and how his life has changed has been, you know, such a whirlwind for him and his family. We just couldn't believe it when he, like, approached us at the Everyone Has a Story documentary in Cummins. He came up to us afterwards and had a big chat and said, look, this is my situation. This is what I'm living with. I've got Tourette's syndrome. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I really want to raise awareness around that in our community. So if there's a project coming up that you think, you know, I might be suitable for, give me a call.
And you guys did. And this is a, it's a really powerful story, I think, from a young man, like being a teenager, that's hard. And then throwing in Tourette's on top of that, the way that he is able to navigate life and, you know, still hold his head up high and go, you know what, I'm tough as. Like, that's, what a legend.
Yeah, he's super brave. It certainly wasn't easy for him to put his story out there. And I'm not going to lie, he had lots of struggles with his mental health, and he soldiers on every day. And I'm super proud of him for that. And, you know, like you said, being a teenager is tough enough, let alone throwing Tourette's into the mix. It's just that sense of being different from your peers is super challenging. But Marcus, to his strength, he kind of uses his Tourette's as a superpower. And, you know, him being different is something that we should celebrate. And, you know, he really wanted to advocate and raise awareness for everyone, what it's like to live in his skin and what he goes through and how that feels within his brain and stuff like that. So I think he's done a beautiful job of articulating how that feels and what the impacts have been like on their family. And he talks about how he feels really well supported in our community and how one day he kind of hoped to be someone that could be like a speaker educating people on difference and how important it is just to embrace everyone and their differences. And that's super brave, like, to be that age and to feel like, you know, you can share that with people in the hope that it will help someone else at his age. Amazing.
It's so, like, it's inspiring. Marcus is just like, hey, we've all got challenges, but you know what? You can be a legend and still face your challenges. And that's exactly what he does every day. And the fact that he's showcasing that to the entire Eyre Peninsula, heck, the world, like, legend.
Yeah, I know. It's really blessed to meet Marcus and get to know him a few years ago through the garden and to watch him, you know, navigate what he's been dealing with in the last couple of years. Him and his family should be super proud of himself. And also Marcus has a really good support system around him to help him navigate, you know, what struggles he does come up with. And they actually went on a Tourette's camp earlier this year.
Yeah.
And so he's been able to meet lots of other people from across South Australia that also have Tourette's. And I think that's really important if you're the only person in your community that has got something that's quite visible for other people to see. Like, it is good that he can talk to others and have others. And through technology, we're so blessed, you know, Zoom and things like that. He can actually get online and chat to his mates with Tourette's. You know, there's lots of humour around how he talks about it and how his family deals with it. I think he's got a really good, like, network around him now.
Yeah, awesome. It's, I think this is episode 15 of the Mentally Fit EP and Me podcast. And for a season finale, we're on such a high. It's so worth sitting down. And it's a 40-minute episode. 40 minutes. Make yourself a cup of tea, sit down and enjoy it, because Marcus's story is really inspiring. And it's such a positive sign for the future for people within our community, especially young people within our community, because at the end of the day, they're our future, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. And we really need to listen and, you know, share our young people's stories, because Lane and I have had the privilege of sitting down with, you know, quite a few of them in this season.
Mm.
And what we have learned from these guys has been amazing. Like, yeah, the way that they articulate what's happening in their lives and the way that they have navigated their challenges and supported their peers, it's just beautiful to hear about. And we can learn so much from them. So our plan is to keep talking. Our plan is, you know, we want to see another season of the podcast, and we've got a whole long list of people that want to speak to us. So now we just need to source some funding and start recording.
Watch the space, basically.
Yeah, well, watch this space. It's exciting. And we've just had so much positive feedback from this project that we really want to continue it on if we can.
Awesome. I'm so excited. You can catch up with the Mentally Fit EP and Me podcast wherever you get your podcasts, through the iHeartRadio app as well. Emma, I can't wait for season two to roll around. It's going to be really exciting. Catch up with Marcus's story now. Emma, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.